Hello.
Eli.
How you doing?
How are you?
Well, I'm doing well.
Congratulations on making the playoffs again.
Oh, thank you.
And you didn't have to wait till the last week of the season.
I know. That's a good change.
That's a major plus, I would think.
Yes.
Another major plus is, and it comes to mind, you're playing a team that's going for history. They're 15-0. If you guys could whack them, wouldn't that be a big boost for you going into the playoffs as far as your confidence level is concerned?
I think so. I think that would definitely it would definitely help, just knowing that you are playing a good team and you could have an opportunity to end on a high note. But I think the most important thing for us is just to play well and to execute well and just from an offensive standpoint improve on what we've been able to do the last few weeks. And so I think we look at it as a great opportunity to play a good team. The outcome doesn't ultimately matter, but you still have you still want to go out there and play good football and perform well.
Certainly the outcome matters to the Patriots.
Right, it does matter to them. They're going for a great opportunity and do something that hadn't been done before. So I think but for us, I think we look at it as a chance to we have some young guys who are especially from an offensive standpoint, who are playing, who haven't had a whole lot of experience. They have a new tight end in Kevin Boss, a new running back in Ahmad Bradshaw, and Steve Smith getting in some more reps. So it's an opportunity for those guys to get another great week of preparation and practice and get out there and try to perform at a high level in the game and to improve their confidence and exactly their timing and those things on the field. Where when we get into the playoffs, there'll be another step ahead.
Eli, why is your team so good on the road? I mean, you guys in the last seven games, I think you've won five road games and not so good at home, I guess. But and why is the reason for that too? I ask you that.
I don't know, and I wish we were better at home and could win some of those games. I don't know if it's just the teams we've played or what, but we've We've been able to come back on the road, and we've been down at times. On the road, we've been able to, in this last game, even we were down 14-0 even before it really started. And so, we've been able to fight back and find ways to win. And for some reason, at home, we haven't been as fortunate. So, this is obviously our last home game, and so we just got to. Try to play to the best of our ability.
Eli, having come in this league, obviously you're ballyhooed and your brother and all that stuff, but the fact is you still have to perform with a coach. He came in the same time. Is that a major advantage to you and to him?
That
you two were together? You joined the club together and worked together?
I think so, just because we understand each other. We have Coach Kaufman and I have a terrific relationship and get along well and communicate freely with each other. He tells me things, things that I'm doing well or not doing well and needs to work on. And I can tell him, the things that I'm seeing or that I want and or don't like. And so we get along well. And I think, that's helped since we came in together and we've kind of grown together and so we're on the same page and see things alike now.
I remember when your brother was a rookie, came in here, he threw tons of interceptions, and Mora just put his arm around his shoulder, Jim Mora at the time, and told him just be patient, it's going to happen. And interceptions are the things that split quarterbacks and coaches sometimes. Some will help and some don't. Has he been very patient with you if you have a little spurt of time when things are going bad?
Yeah, he has been patient. He doesn't. He understands what's going on, and we just try to work it out, and we'll talk about ones, and after a game where you might throw some, just try to find the reasoning for them, and so I'll have sometimes I have my reasoning for what happens, and he'll have his, but we try to communicate about it all, and not just the bad plays, the good plays, and the ones in between. So we do try to talk frequently throughout the week and exactly what's going on.
Yeah, it's a tough place to play, though. New York City, I would assume, for a quarterback particularly.
Sometimes. If you're winning, it's not as bad. But, if you're playing well and we have a great opportunity ahead of us, you know, not only this week but into the playoffs to play well and you know, get on a high note.
How do things change for you and for the offense without Jeremy Shockey?
You know, I don't know if it's completely changed in a way. I think you still try to do the same things we were doing before, but obviously you just miss a guy who's very talented and a guy who makes plays for you, and you know, you're just a guy you've played with for 4 years and have a great feel for and exactly what he's doing, and so you know, you just lose that guy who's gonna sometimes get you those tough yards, especially when you know, we've been playing in some weather hadn't been great, where you know, your tight end's a guy you like to get open in the middle of the field. It's a little closer throw. You don't have to deal with all, you know, all the things going on. You can catch it with your body and get those tough yards. So obviously we're gonna miss Shockey and you know, this playmaking ability, but you know, now other guys are gonna have to step up and try to fulfill that role.
Eli, you know, obviously Tom Brady is closing in on your brother's touchdown pass record. I'm just curious about your feelings about that. I mean, is that one you'd like to see stay in the family?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter to me, really. I think you know, to do what he's done this season, has been he's had an incredible season so far, and you know, they make plays between he and his tandem of receivers, and so you know, I know. I don't think in the long run for me it makes a huge difference either way.
How do you think, you know, have you spoken with Peyton at all about it, and how does he feel about somebody like Tom possibly breaking that record? I know he has a lot of respect for Tom.
You know, I haven't talked to him about it. You know, it had been the topic of our discussions lately.
Yeah, just off the subject of the Patriots, how much fun was it to do that ESPN commercial with your brother and your family?
It was great. It was fun. Just anytime you you know, you do something like that with your family. Get them all, get you know, both my brothers and my mom and dad up in the Bristol and get a day together. We don't get a whole lot of time where we're all around each other. So, and you know, just especially the way that commercial went, where they kind of just said, just act like what you would act if you were going on a tour and you kind of were bored and as little kids. And so we said, well, this is what we do. We just kind of got to wing it and try a few different things. And you know, that's the one that obviously everybody saw is the one they picked to they thought was the funniest. So I thought it turned out well.
Anything else,
Ben? Eli, just, you know, just curious. Back in 2005, you know, your brother Peyton kind of went through. They went through a chance where they could have had a perfect season. And just, do you remember anything about that? Maybe talking with him about how the pressure mounts throughout the year, and things maybe change for Peyton as that season rolled on in 2005.
No, I mean, I never really spoke to him at the time about it. We, you know, it was one of those deals. It's kind of like maybe some guys, you know, throwing a no hitter. You just kind of, you don't talk about it at the time. You just kind of go unnoticed and treat everything the same. And even afterwards, we just, you know, you didn't make a big deal about it. You know, you had other things, and the most important thing was the playoffs and whatnot. So, you know, I haven't really spoken to him about that.
Anything else, guys? Great. Eli, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Eli. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.